Welcome one and all to our presentation. Before we start, I just want to thank the citizens of Port Phoenix for welcoming us to their community and for the enormous amount of work involved in the creation of this wonderful facility. We really do appreciate it. The New Britannia Theatre Troupe has two items for your enjoyment today. The first is a short play written by Wombi of the Round Table. It is produced and directed by Asclepius, and music is by Smart Sound. Cast of characters: Lady Adnor as Lady Pansicle, Lord Baldrith as Mage Wisdom, Wombi as Lord Pansicle. We present The Helpful Mage.
Thank you for coming at such short notice, Mage Wisdom. I'm at my wit's end.
You say he hasn't talked to you? Have you noticed any other unusual behavior?
Mostly he just sits in the corner there, except when he's hungry.
I see. When did these symptoms start?
It's his birthday. It happened this morning, right after he opened his presents.
Little does Lady Pansicle know that I am the cause of her husband's predicament. One of those presents was an enchanted ring crafted by the most brilliant mage in all the land, myself. Now the way is clear for me to pursue her ladyship. Sadly, there is no hope. Your husband is the victim of a strange enchantment, one that I have never seen before. I'm afraid nothing can be done for him. I recommend confining him to the cellar, where he will not attract undue attention.
My poor darling. At least he doesn't appear to be suffering. Thank you for taking the time to help. Is there anything I can offer you to show my appreciation?
No, your ladyship. It was an honor and a pleasure to have been of assistance. If you should need my help in these trying times, please do not hesitate to ask. It would give me no greater joy than to do whatever I can to ease your suffering.
You are a true gentleman. At least allow me to offer you a drink after your long journey here.
Thank goodness that's over. Are you all right, my dear? It was very brave of you to volunteer for this.
Darling, watching you run around like a chicken this morning when that you put that ring on was most amusing. The opportunity to have a little fun was irresistible.
Yes, it's a good thing you were standing there and saw what happened. If you hadn't taken off that ring, I'd still be pecking at seeds. It seemed odd when I unwrapped the present that there was no note enclosed. I should have been more cautious.
Good thing I glanced out the window this morning and saw him leave the gift on our doorstep.
So, what shall we do with him?
My first thought was to hand him over to the local guards, but now I have a better idea. The Obsidians are performing experience in arcane magic and are looking for people on whom they can try out interesting spells. I'm sure the mage would look quite fetching with horns and hooves.
The New Britannia Theatre Troupe presents Of Shadows and Light, directed and produced by Asclepius, writer and music supervisor Gabriel Nightshadow, director of public relations and associate casting director Amber Rain, assistant director of public relations and associate casting director Nestle Timelord, stage manager and technical consultant Sir Style Teckle. Voice cast: Asclepius as Gabriel Nightshadow, Amber Rain as Shannon Donahue and Anise Vantrell, Static Grazer as Nesta, the Wolf and the Vendor, Lady Adnor as Jessica and Shivara, Jinx as the Oracle, Womby as the Narrator, and Lord Baldrith as Thomas Strongbeard and Nestle Timelord. Count Aberon, the tall albino man, is voiced by Bubonic and played by Sir Style Teckle.
Although the Obsidian Empire fell roughly 200 years ago, there have been rumours that some of its most loyal servants continue to plot their revenge to this very day. Somewhere deep in the bowels of Owl's Nest, home of the notorious Red Sash Bandits.
With each day that passes, my army of undead has grown! Now, after 6 months of searching through these underground tunnels and Owl's Nest, I have finally recovered the lost scroll of Khazul! This spell will allow me to raise the entire 7th Legion of the Obsidian Army, buried underneath Ravensmoor. Then, the citizens of the Vale will tremble in fear of Nestar, the Necromancer, as the Obsidian Empire rises once again!
I shall not let that happen!
Eh? Who dares interrupt my incantation?
Die, vile necromancer!
Now, I can't be defeated by a lonely outlander. It was my destiny to rule.
Oh no, it's Nesta's undead henchman, the Wolf.
Die, die, die!
Die, you foul abomination!
After our mortally wounded hero loses consciousness, he suddenly finds himself on a terrace of a medieval castle which has been turned into a 5-star luxury hotel near the village of Cong, on the County Mayo-Galway border in Ireland, 3 years and 3 months ago.
Gabriel, did you hear me? What did you think about the anniversary gift I got you?
I was just killed by the wolf. What am I doing back here, at this particular place and time? This doesn't make any sense. Sorry, my love. I was utterly mesmerized by how stunningly beautiful you look in that red dress this evening. This white gold ankh pendant is absolutely wonderful. Where did you find it?
I was walking in the village the other day after a horseback ride and saw it on display in the window of the jewelry store. The proprietor, a tall, white-bearded fellow named D. Marlowe, told me it supposedly once belonged to Bress, the legendary king of the Tuatha Dé Danann, and husband of the Celtic goddess Brigid.
Oh, really? Didn't your grandmother tell me at our wedding reception that your bloodline is descended from Brigid?
That's a silly family rumor. You know well that I never believed it to be true.
Well, you will always be a goddess to me. These past 5 years, you have brought me so much joy and happiness. I was just thinking how lucky I am to have found someone as wonderful as you with whom to spend the rest of my life.
I feel the same way. The view from out here on the terrace is stunning. I'm so glad that we decided to return here to Ashford Castle on the shore of Loch Rib in Ireland for our 5th wedding anniversary.
I just love this Irish tune. Care to join me for a dance?
I would love to, dear. All that dancing left me all hot and sweaty. I need something cool and refreshing.
Ah, I believe that a nice dessert would be in order.
I do hope that the both of you enjoyed your meal this evening. M'lady, this dessert is compliments of the chef. Happy 5th wedding anniversary.
Oh my! Apple Amber! My favorite dessert! Gabriel, did you put the chef up to this?
Well, I might have mentioned it to him.
Oh, why aren't you having any?
Oh, after the first 3 courses, the warm tartlet of 5-mile town goat's cheese, cream of fennel and lime soup, and roasted rack of lamb, I'm pretty full. Please, indulge yourself, my dear.
Mistress, it is done.
You have done well, Count Aberon. Go to the greenhouse located near the rare kitchen door. I will open the lunar rift for you in 15 Earth minutes.
By your command, mighty Oracle.
That apple amber was so good.
I'm glad you enjoyed it, my darling. That tall albino waiter seemed a bit odd. There was something unsettling about the way he smiled at you as he presented that dessert.
A wee bit jealous, are we? Gabriel, you should know better than to judge someone by their physical appearance.
You're right, my dear. Do you remember the first time we met at Cardiff International Arena?
How could I forget? You were one of the 20 lucky members of my fan club who were randomly chosen to meet me backstage after my concert. You were so nervous that you became tongue-tied and dropped the photo you wanted me to autograph.
Despite making a fool of myself, you still saw something in me that appealed to you, and you invited me over for drinks later on. We were up all night talking about everything.
And that's when I knew I'd finally found my soulmate.
What's wrong, my love?
Nothing. I think I'm coming down with a slight cold.
Then we should get inside.
Don't be silly, dear. I'll be fine.
Shannon!
Unlike native New Britannians who are mortal, it is widely rumored that when Outlanders die, they enter a place called Limbo, where they exist until their body and spirit are reunited once again.
I feel myself drawn to that bright white light in the distance.
No, Gabriel, go back. It's not your time yet. There's still so much you have to accomplish.
It means nothing without you. I felt so lost since you left me.
Oh, my love, you haven't figured it out yet, have you? Although my physical form perished 3 years ago, I have always been with you.
I don't understand.
Remember.
No, Shannon! Don't leave me alone here in the void!
Our hero now finds himself in a hospital room at Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center in New York City, 3 years ago.
Has Shannon regained consciousness?
No, not yet. I just don't understand how this is possible, Jessica. 3 months ago, we were celebrating our 5th wedding anniversary, and Shannon was in perfect health. Now, she has stage 4 lung cancer, and the doctors tell me she has only a few hours left to live.
I'm so sorry to hear that, Gabriel. I wish there was more I could do to help you now in your time of need.
Just being here has been of great comfort to me, Jessica. Thank you for flying here from Los Angeles on such short notice. You're my oldest and dearest friend.
Gabriel, you were there for me when I was going through my messy divorce from Jordan last year, so I could do no less for you. I was so afraid I would lose custody of my teenage daughter Lori to him because of his wealth and powerful connections. Thanks to you and your loyal friend Ronald Pembroke, Lori and I are able to start our lives anew without having to worry about reprisal or lack of financial security. Lori really looks up to you, you know. She tells me that she wants to be a great writer someday, like her Uncle Gabriel.
I read her latest manuscript for her upcoming book of poetry. She is very talented. I foresee a bright future for her in the literary world.
That's good to know. But let's get back to the subject at hand. Were the doctors able to identify the virus responsible for Shannon's condition?
No. They say that it's unlike anything they've ever seen. They suspect that it might even be extraterrestrial in nature. And there's something really odd about the virus.
And what might that be?
On the outer surface of the virus is a rather ominous looking eye.
How is that possible?
The doctors aren't sure. All they know for certain is that the virus is completely unaffected by radiation or any drug currently used in chemotherapy. Anything they throw at it seems to be absorbed by the virus, and the eye on the outer surface glows momentarily.
That is very odd.
Indeed, I...
Gabriel?
Yes, darling? I'm here.
I know my body is failing.
No. Don't say that.
Don't cry, my love.
I can't help myself. This is so unfair.
I know it is, my love. A year ago, the future seemed so bright. We just purchased our new penthouse on Park Avenue, and we're trying so hard to have a baby. I even picked out a name for our future daughter.
Oh, really? My beloved?
Yes. If we had a daughter, I would have named her Sharia.
That is such a lovely name. You would have made a wonderful mother.
And you would have made a fine father. Alas, it was not meant to be. But I take comfort in knowing that this is not the end.
We will be reunited again someday.
In the afterlife?
No. Much sooner than that.
I don't understand.
Not now, my darling. But in time you will. Until we meet again, my love.
No!
I'm so sorry, Gabriel.
Shannon, don't leave me!
There, there. Let it all out, Gabriel.
After reliving both the happiest and saddest days of his life, our hero finds himself back in limbo.
Now do you understand, Gabriel? My soul currently resides in the white ankh around your neck. You must reunite it with my new body, which is located somewhere in New Britannia. That is why you must live. We have been given another chance to start our lives over again in this realm.
My love, how will I find you in this vast world? And reunite your soul with your new body.
Soon you will meet someone who will be able to aid you in your quest. Beware the tall, mighty man, for it was he who infected me with that deadly virus, and he serves the forces of darkness.
I knew there was something about the waiter I didn't like. I should have trusted my instincts and done something at that time.
Don't blame yourself, my darling. You couldn't have known that he was up to no good. My time here is at an end. It's time for you to return to the land of the living and begin your quest. Until next we meet, my love.
Shannon, what's happening? I'm being pulled backward towards that dark portal.
After our hero's spirit is pulled out of limbo, it is reunited with his newly regenerated physical form in Owl's Nest. His killer, Nestor's undead henchman the Wolf, is unaware of our hero's impending resurrection.
Oh,
Gabriel, thank you so much for freeing me from my corpse's shell. I felt so powerless watching my body doing that vile necromancer's Nestor's bidding. I can see my late wife and daughter standing over there, beckoning me to join them in the light.
Good journey to you, my friend. May you finally find peace and happiness in the afterlife.
Our hero rests for a while before searching the rest of Owl's Nest for any undiscovered treasures and eliminating any remaining Red Sash bandits he may have missed on his initial trek down to Nestor's secret chamber. It's been a long day for our hero, and he is eager to return to the comforts of civilization.
And so, after I defeated the wolf, I made my way back here to Owl's Head and turned in the 40 red sashes I obtained from the corpses of the Red Sash bandits to Lord Enmar and collected my bounty. I sold all of their weapons to the vendor in the northern part of town and was able to purchase this nice new suit of augmented plate armor, as well as an elven bow and 500 arrows, a great sword, a shiny new circular steel shield, and some reagents. Then I made my way down here to this fine establishment to nourish myself with this delicious bowl of mutton and this mug of fine Fire Mountain ale.
It sounds like you had quite the adventure, Gabriel. I'm curious about one thing, though. Do you think that vision you had of your late wife while you were in limbo was true, or merely a figment of your imagination?
I'm not sure, Thomas. My head tells me it was probably just my imagination. But my heart hopes it was true.
Always follow your heart, my friend. But a word of warning, Gabriel. That symbol you described on the outer surface of the virus is the mark of the Oracle, who wields considerable influence on the mainland. Beware, for her watchers are everywhere.
The Oracle. If this tall albino man is one of her agents, she has much to answer for.
To oppose the Oracle is to court death, my friend. Take care.
I will try to be more vigilant, Thomas. Thank you for the advice.
Mighty Oracle, I have located the Outlander you have been seeking, Gabriel Nightshadow. He's here at Fire Lotus Tavern. That crazy old wizard Nistral Time Lord is here in Owl's Head as well. I spotted him earlier buying decorations from a vendor for his newly purchased windmill house near the outskirts of town.
Excellent work, Shavara. I will dispatch Count Eberron and his sister Vostra there shortly to deal with the two of them. Maintain surveillance until they arrive and make contact with you.
Understood, Mighty Oracle.
So where are you off to now, Gabriel?
I'm heading south to the town of Greystone to visit a new friend of mine, a mage by the name of Lord Baldrith. He tells me that it's a nice place to set down some roots. I'll let you know how things turn out when I return here in a week for more supplies.
I look forward to seeing you then, Gabriel.
Our hero departs via Lotus Tavern and proceeds to walk through the centre of Owl's Head, which is a buzz of activity. Several vendors are hawking their wares to the adventurers passing by. It is now late afternoon and our hero feels a sudden cool breeze which provides some relief on this hot summer day. A cheerful tune can be heard emanating from a nearby ether vibration amplifier.
Ah, all of the townspeople here in Owl's Head seem so friendly. Hey, watch this. The white gold ink around my neck has suddenly started glowing. Wait a minute. That red-haired woman in leather armour over there talking to that bearded vendor by the boulder, it's... Shannon! Wait! It's me! Gabriel! She's too far away to hear me. Darn it! This heavy plate armor is slowing me down. My white gold ink has stopped glowing. I can't believe it. Everything my beloved Shannon told me is true. She's here, in New Britannia. You there. Who was that red-headed woman you were just conducting business with?
I don't know what you're talking about, sir.
Perhaps these 10 gold pieces will help refresh your memory.
Yes, I remember now. The woman said her name was Anise Ventrio. She bought some house furnishings from me. I don't know where she came from, but from the way she was armed and handled herself, I suspect that she was an assassin.
She's an assassin? Which way was she headed? Wait! I see her now, up ahead, turning at that fork in the road by the forest. Anise Ventrell.
Yes, I am Anise Ventrell. Excuse me,
But do I know you?
It's a long story. My name is...
You're too late, Gabriel. I found her first. Count Aberon, at your service.
I can't move.
Neither can I.
Ah, you're so beautiful, my dear. No wonder Gabriel desires you so much. Once I reunite your soul with this new body, I will take you as my eternal bride.
I would never be interested in a monster such as you.
Get away from her, Count Aberon, or you'll regret it.
Oh, really? You are powerless to stop me. As for you, my dear, I think a change in attitude is in order. Look into my eyes.
Hey, what are you doing to me? I hate you. No, I love you. So much, Aberon. I can't wait until we are married, and I look forward to bearing you many children.
No!
Yes, my dear. I do so look forward to our wedding night.
I am going to kill you, albino monster.
Most impressive. You should not be able to move at all. Your willpower is really quite extraordinary. But you are no match for me. Now, why don't you just stop right there and sheathe your sword?
Curse you! You're taking some perverse pleasure in this, aren't you?
Of course I am. Soon, I will suck the very life out of you. And my revenge will be complete.
Revenge? What are you talking about? I never met you prior to 3 years ago.
Aw, Gabriel, you hurt my feelings. Although my name and face have changed somewhat since we last met all those many years ago, surely you remember me.
No. Who are you?
Let me refresh your memory. I am...
Get away from him, Aberon.
You may have won this battle, but Vastra and I will be coming soon for you and your friend Gabriel.
We'll be ready and waiting.
Thank you for rescuing me, kind sir. But where did Aberon and Anise disappear to?
They were never really here, Gabriel. you lost track of a niece here in the woods after she concluded her business with that vendor. Count Aberon was merely using his mental powers to torment you. He projected an illusion of a niece into your mind and then launched a mental attack against you. Good thing I turned up when I did, or you probably would have died of a brain hemorrhage. We definitely need to work on improving your mental defenses.
I see. Who are you? And how did you know I was here?
My name is Nistel Time Lord. I've been expecting you, Gabriel. But you arrived in Owl's Head much earlier than I had anticipated. It's a good thing I happened to run into one of the Oracle's spies who had been shadowing me for the last several days. I showed Shivera the error of her ways, and she told me about her mission.
What should we do now?
Count Aberon and his sister will be arriving here soon, so I think it's best that we leave Owl's Head with all due haste. This will help aid us in our escape.
What did you just do?
I just cast a spell to alter how other people perceive us. Look into this mirror.
You now appear as a middle-aged, bald-headed man wearing orange robe, and I appear as a young, short, fat fellow wearing glasses and a brown monk's robe.
Ah, yes. I now appear as I did in my younger days, and you have taken on the appearance of my former traveling companion, the learned scholar Theodric. This will allow us to slip past the Oracle's spies and the members of the Home Guard.
Who are the Home Guard?
The Home Guard are a group of native Novians led by a rather charismatic young fellow named Marius. He has been rather effective at turning public sentiment against Outlanders, as evidenced by this copy of the most recent Braemar Gazette.
Newsflash. Jack Twit missing, presumed dead, by Anash Cumberbatch. Authorities in Braemar are investigating the mysterious disappearance of local resident Jack Twit, last seen exiting the local tavern late Friday evening. Eyewitnesses report that Mr. Twit, who was a close personal friend of Lord Enmar, was rather inebriated that evening, lamenting how much he missed his Hollywood lifestyle and his recent rejection for membership by the New Britannia Theatre Troupe. A search of his home suggests that he may have been abducted or even killed, as evidenced by all the smashed furniture and blood spatter found in his library. When contacted, one of the co-founders of the troupe, Asclepius, had this to say. Yes, it is true that Mr. Twit applied to join our group, but Lord Baldrith and I felt that his acting skills were only average. Furthermore, during his audition he was rather arrogant and kept hitting on our lead actresses, Amber Rain and Lady Adnor. In light of all this, we felt that he would be a disruptive influence to our organisation and decided to reject his application. Many of the local residents did not seem to have a very high opinion of Mr. Twit, who was rumoured to be an outlander, either. Samuel Longfellow, a local farmer, complained that Mr. Twit had seduced his innocent teenage daughter Melody and had gotten her pregnant. Aaron Bognor, the local blacksmith, claimed that Mr. Twit had also seduced the wives of many of the village's most prominent citizens, which allowed him to live rather lavishly in this small farming community. Jax Crumfeld, his next-door neighbour, complained that Mr. Twit was a rather obnoxious fellow who cluttered his front yard with many garish lawn decorations and often held loud, wild parties at his townhome late at night on the weekends. Rumours that the authorities had received a note from the mysterious anti-outlander group, the Home Guard, claiming responsibility for Mr. Twit's disappearance, were flatly denied by their official spokesman, Captain Norden Hacktel. However, our good friend Guard Bob was able to confirm its existence. It should be noted that Guard Bob was suddenly transferred to the port city of Ardoris late last night, and his duties have been assumed by his replacement, Guard Michael, formerly of Owl's Head.
That is quite disturbing news indeed. I guess we should keep a low profile. So, where should we go now? You are more familiar with the Hidden Vale than I am.
We should continue to Greystone as you originally planned. I have not seen Lord Baldrith in quite some time.
You know Lord Baldrith? He saved my life when I first came through the Lunar Rift and was attacked by a band of elves.
Yes, it was rather fortunate that he happened to be in the area at the same time. Lord Baldrith is my former apprentice.
That's quite a coincidence. Is there any other information you care to share with me?
We have much to discuss on the long road south to Greystone, my good friend Gabriel. Let us be off now.
And now, for your listening enjoyment, our two leads, the dashing Asclepius and the lovely High Priestess of Chaos, Amber Rain, will perform the love theme from our play, The Ballad of Gabriel and Shannon, with lyrics by Gabriel Nightshadow and Asclepius, sung to the well-known Irish tune, Danny Boy.
I stand alone in Baron's Reach upon the wall, and dream of days and times that used to be, when we would ride 9 years ago in early fall, through Ireland's glens and countryside so free.
We spoke of life, of hopes and dreams, both old and new. We shared in meals and watched the days unfold. My castle on Moy's cliffs had such a view. We never dreamed that life could turn so cold.
A mismatched pair, a singer and a writer we, from different worlds, yet both so strong and bold. Within a we knew that this was meant to be, and in our hearts knew that our joining was foretold. In midday sun, I heard a white dove sing above. I kissed your lips and knelt upon one knee. A diamond ring was then a token of my love, to beg you share eternity with me.
I cried with joy as as it was placed upon my hand. Within a year, I then became your wife. At Ashford Castle, in proud County Galway's land, we gave our rings and started our new life.
But in 5 years, a stranger came into our world. A tall albino man with powers unknown. The plague he gave you took you from this mortal world, and I was left to wander sadly on my own.
He took my life through magic dark and most deadly, but fate stepped in and gave us hope anew. In dream I came to you in Owl's Nest quietly. A day ago, to prove my love was true, he serves a mistress who has granted him a boon, eternal life, but at enormous price. My only love, I pray that you will find me soon, or I'm condemned to be this monster's wife.
And I will find you wherever the road leads me, from Elysium to Podgraf I'll roam. I'll slay that evil man and bring you home with me, and we will start a new life in a brand new home. Oh, Shannon, dear.
Oh, Gabriel.
I love you so.
Music credits: Sacred Omen by Sketchy Logic, Radican Old Crypt by Jan Han Hasiwanto, Evil Temple Ambience Loop by Brandon Morris, Blackmore Tides Epic Pirate Battle Theme by Matthew Pablo at www.matthewpablo.com, Aria by Joseph Gilbert, Kistel, Ireland's Coast Travelogue Edition Live Players by Matthew Pablo at www.matthewpablo.com, Destroy the Divine by Sketchy Logic, Nether Place by Eric Mateus, At the Dimensional Gates by Johann Brod, Sad Orchestral Theme by Gicho, You Were My Brother Live Orchestra by Matthew Pablo at www.matthewpablo.com, Rise of Spirit by Alexander Zelenov at https://soundcloud.com/AlexanderZelenov, Elements by Ove Millar, Tavern by YD, Town Theme by Cynic Music, Blackmore Colossus Colossal Boss Battle Theme by Matthew Pablo at www.matthewpablo.com, Flights of Fancy by Elliot Corley, Beyond the Clouds Theme for Modern Broadcast by Matthew Pablo at www.matthewpablo.com, Enchanted Festival by Matthew Pablo at www.matthewpablo.com. All music tracks used can also be found at www.opengameart.org. The end.